Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Twisted Topics. I'm your host Shannon Foley and I'm back with our guest host Louis Simmons all the way from London, England.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us, Louis.
Pleasure to be back.
So let's jump right into it. We have a few stories today. Of course, Twisted. The first of which says, and forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, the Bon Secours mother and baby home was a maternity home for unmarried women and their children, which operated from 1925 until 1961 in County Galway, Ireland. Unmarried pregnant women were sent to the home to give birth, then they would be separated from their child. The children would be raised by the nuns who ran the home. The children would then go on to become adopted or in some cases sold. Unfortunately, the mother-child separations and apparent selling of young children was not the worst part about the home. In 1975, two 12-year-old boys were playing at the site of the former home when they found an underground chamber which was filled to the brim with the skeletons of children. It was later found that there were almost 800 bodies hidden in a secret mass grave located underneath the home.
Wow, that's incredible.
Incredible. Well,
incredible in like that's the like extreme way. That's, I mean, I've never heard of anything like that before, especially in Ireland. Ireland doesn't seem a place that produces mass murdering stuff like that.
Yeah, I just don't really understand why they were killing 800 people.
Is there anything more to the story, or is there any more information about? Or has it never been discovered?
Sorry?
Has it never been discovered before?
I'm not quite sure this was the story I read up on, but what I'm guessing is that, I mean, clearly people were going to the home because it was, they were already in like a less than favorable situation, I guess. Maybe it wasn't, you know, it's unmarried pregnant women. So mm-hmm. back in that time, it wasn't really looked mm-hmm. upon in a good way if
well,
you weren't.
It's a strongly Catholic country, isn't it? So that might have been a huge reasoning for, I mean, the decisions, whoever was in charge of this place for what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. And also, I don't know, I feel like maybe it could have happened where, like, women might have not been given the best help when giving birth, and then they would have died upon, like, giving birth, and then where do you put them? In a mass grave. But that would have just, can you imagine being one of those two 12-year-old boys, and you...
Yeah, God, that would have been incredibly frightening.
Yeah, you just happen upon 800 bodies.
Is that just an estimated number, or is that like this specific number that they found?
It said that there are almost...
That's almost 800. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, quite disturbing.
Whereabouts was this again, sorry?
Galway, Ireland. Galway County, Ireland.
Galway girl.
Rest in peace, Ed Sheeran. All right, next story we have on tap. The Hoya Basiu Forest, located in Romania, I probably said that wrong, is said to be the most haunted forest in the world. Over the years, hundreds of people have mysteriously gone missing. People have heard the voices of women and laughter, seen UFOs, bright balls of light, and have been scratched without seeing anything. In the middle of the forest, there's a circle where plant life doesn't grow. Many subscribe to the belief that this area is the forest, in the forest is a portal to another dimension.
That sounds awesome.
Which part?
The portal to another dimension.
What about all the other stuff?
The portal to dimension. Can you go through that again?
Hundreds of people have mysteriously gone missing.
Okay, maybe not. That's a bit scary. But I mean, maybe this portal is taking them to a better place.
Yeah, definitely. That could be possible.
Has there been an obvious link to that, or have they been seen to be around this area before the disappearance, or is it just, sorry,
continue. Well, it says that there's a circle where plant life doesn't grow, which one in itself is kind of peculiar. Mm-hmm. But I know personally that a few years back, I went to this talk about this man who came to Chapman University, and he is supposedly experienced the most documented alien abduction. And he was basically abducted by aliens, told us the story, crazy story. Don't know if anyone believes in aliens, but I do. And there was the area where he was abducted afterwards when FBI, whatever, went back to investigate it. The specific area in which he was abducted after that happened, it created a circle where plant life stopped growing.
Oh, wow. That's, well, so it must be aliens then, I guess. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just saying I have heard a story before where that same, you know, kind of pattern means that.
What, like in film Signs or something?
Sorry?
In film Signs, they always make those shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid comparison, but you know.
Yeah, possibly. But... yeah, and then on top of that, you know, people said they've seen UFOs, bright balls of light. I don't know. But also, this, so they say it's one of the most haunted forests in the world. Have you ever heard of the, I don't know the proper name for it. Have you ever heard of the suicide forest in Japan?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's whole, what's his name? That YouTuber, that dick.
Yeah, there was a incident with Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, that's it.
There. But no, even so, I mean, there have been movies made about it and stuff, which it's just kind of crazy that places out there exist like that. All right. And
that's really interesting, though.
What?
I mean, the whole idea that this hot, like, there's this specific area, and obviously, like, the shape of it. It's like the crops are all dead, or plants, whatever, are all dead, and I don't know. It just they mysteriously like I, it's something you just can't be that can't be answered. It's just it's quite intriguing, sad, really sad, but obviously quite, really intriguing as well.
Yeah. Okay. And on to the last story we have here for you today. In 2014, two Dutch girls named Chris and Lizanne went for a day hike in Panama. Unfortunately, the girls got lost deep in the jungle during the rainy season and didn't manage to find their way back. 10 weeks later, a local woman turned in Lizanne's backpack after she had found it near a river. Inside the backpack, police found Lizanne's phone. Looking at her call records, it was found that Lizanne had tried to call 911 several times on the day they were last seen. It was also found that there had been several unsuccessful attempts to unlock her phone after this. On the camera, there were various happy pictures of the two girls during their hike, then about 90 photos which had been taken in rainy darkness 1 week after they disappeared. About 2 months later, the girls' bones and body parts were found near where the backpack had been found. Nobody knows for sure what happened to them.
Well, it's... would you not think it's murder or nothing too mysterious about that, do you reckon?
I mean, yeah, I would suppose it's murder, but I think in saying they don't know for sure what happened to them is that, you know, they never found anyone. Or also, it's kind of, I think the strangest part of the story is that someone tried to get into their phone and then took 90 photos in the darkness. 1 week after they supposedly disappeared.
Someone who's just like, you know, some tribe. And do you reckon that's a possible theory or some cannibal? I don't know. There's crazy shit happens, I guess.
Yeah, it could be a cannibal. It could be someone in a tribe, but also I don't think...
Panama, do they have tribes and stuff like that? I've never been, or I'm not really too sure. Not too invested in Panama. I don't know. Can you tell me that?
I've been to Panama. I went like 10 years ago, I think. I have no idea if they have tribes. I mean, I'm not going to just assume they have tribes, but it's definitely a possibility. You can put anything out there. But I don't know, maybe it could have even been a serial killer down there that hunts people in the woods or something like that. But it's also, you know, they clearly, killed the girls and then buried the bones right where the backpack had been found. So I don't know. It's just,
have there been any more related incidents to like these two girls?
I have no idea. I'd have to look into that, but I think this story was one of the weirdest ones.
Let us know if you heard anything about this and give us some more information as well.
Yeah, if anyone's into this stuff just like we are, then let us know in the comments. But yeah, definitely. I don't know. I can't even imagine just looking at my phone and seeing dark pictures in the rain after I knew someone that was killed. But yeah, anything else to say on the topic?
Well, it's really sad, isn't it? I just, you know, really awful story. But I like to think that something like this hasn't happened again. But, you know, I would be interesting to, if anyone does know any more information about this, then let us know. We'd be really invested. We're really invested in it here at Twisted Topics. So we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, definitely. So again, if you know anything, leave it in the comments. And that's about it for today's show. So thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. And make sure to come back next week for episode 3. All right, guys. Thanks.
See ya. Thank you.